morning, it's Zach Epperson with your sports update on this Tuesday morning. Even though a spring season did not take place, the KHSAA is still taking time to honor their officials for their work this past sports season. So a big congratulations to Elizabethtown's Jim Long on being named Supervisor of the Year by the KHSAA. Long was selected as the 2020 Supervisor of the Year for his contributions as a soccer assigning secretary for the 5th Region. So congratulations, Jim, and thank you so much for all your work. Moving to the NFL this morning, fans of the Minnesota Vikings might have to worry about not seeing Dalvin Cook this season. According to ESPN, the Pro Bowl running back will no longer participate in any team-related activities until and unless he receives what he determines to be a reasonable deal. The 24-year-old Cook finds himself in a situation that was similar to the likes of running backs such as Ezekiel Elliott, Le'Veon Bell, Todd Gurley, Melvin Gordon, and David Johnson, all of who were invaluable to their team's offense, but ultimately, their wages have not risen at the same rate as those for, say, their quarterbacks. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, the two sides, the Vikings and Cook, have not spoken since last week and have no further talks scheduled. Cook said he presented what he thinks is a reasonable proposal for this offseason, but the Vikings have been unwilling to meet his price, so we'll keep an eye on that and see how that one plays out. And finally, on this day in sports history, back in 1901, the then New York Giants get a record 31 hits to beat the Cincinnati Reds 25-13. I love old baseball stats. And that does it for your sports update on this Tuesday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.